"'I have been here 3 days,' continued Kantos Khan, "'but I have not yet found where Desathoris is imprisoned. "'Today I joined the Zodangan Navy as an air scout, "'and I hope in this way to win the confidence of Sathan, the prince, "'who is commander of this division of the Navy, "'and thus learn the whereabouts of Desathoris. "'I am glad that you are here, John Carter.' For I know your loyalty to my princess, and two of us working together should be able to accomplish much. The plaza was now commencing to fill with people going and coming upon the daily activities of their duties. The shops were opening, and the cafes filling with early morning patrons. Kantos Khan led me to one of these gorgeous eating places, where we were served entirely by mechanical apparatus. No hand touched the food from the time it entered the building in its raw state, until it emerged hot and delicious upon the tables before the guest, in response to the touching of tiny buttons to indicate their desires. After our meal, Kantos Khan took me with him to the headquarters of the Air Scout Squadron, and introducing me to his superior, asked that I be enrolled as a member of the Corps. In accordance with custom, an examination was necessary. But Kantos Khan had told me to have no fear on this score, as he would attend to that part of the matter. He accomplished this by taking my order for examination to the examining officer and representing himself as John Carter.
"This ruse will be discovered later," he cheerfully explained, "when they check up my weights, measurements, and other personal identification data. But it will be several months before this is done, and our mission should be accomplished or have failed long before that time."
The next few days were spent by Kantos Khan in teaching me the intricacies of flying and of repairing the dainty little contrivances which the Martians use for this purpose. The body of the one-man aircraft is about 16 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 3 inches thick, tapering to a point at each end. The driver sits on top of this plane upon a seat constructed over the small, noiseless radium engine which propels it. The medium of buoyancy is contained within the thin metal walls of the body and consists of the 8th Barsoomian ray, or ray of propulsion as it may be termed in view of its properties. This ray, like the 9th ray, is unknown on Earth, but the Martians have discovered that it is an inherent property of all light, no matter from what source it emanates. They have learned that it is the solar 8th ray which propels the light of the sun to the various planets, and that it is the individual 8th ray of each planet which reflects or propels the light thus obtained out into space once more. The solar 8th ray would be absorbed by the surface of Barsoom, but the Barsoomian 8th ray, which tends to propel light from Mars into space, is constantly streaming out from the planet, constituting a force of repulsion of gravity, which, when confined, is able to lift enormous weights from the surface of the ground.